This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628. Get set and be ready to go. On the Move with Palisa Tau and Benjamin Mushatama.
We all know that technology is the future of the world, and Africa is no different. We certainly do need to move with the times. ICT solutions are critical for the advancements of the continent. Luckily, there is a gathering that is speaking about this and speaking to this. The Technology Information Confederation Africa is a gathering that brings together African IT professionals and speaks about improving the sector on the continent. The theme for the conference this year, taking place later in the year, has recently been announced, and it's been titled Advancing ICT Solutions for Sustainable Development in Africa. A really, really important title. But of course, a gathering is more than a title, but it's more about what conversations and what solutions can be brought together from that particular gathering. Zani Zaimai is the Chief Executive for Education and Academic Collaboration at the Belgium Campus ITversity, but is also a stakeholder of the Technology Information Confederation Africa gathering, helping us unpack this gathering and what is to be looked forward to later this year. Yanni, thank you so much for your time. Good morning.
Good morning to you and your listeners, and pleasure to speak to you today.
It is a pleasure to have you, Yanni Zaimai. Let's speak about this particular gathering. Tell us a little bit about the history of the Technology Information Confederation Africa.
Yes, TICON Africa was started in 2022 in Zimbabwe with about five member countries. And we put it out there and we said to them, you know, Africa need African solutions. There are so much amazing things that happen in Africa in the ICT field. Can't we collaborate, learn from one another, and build a community of ICT professionals? So we had our first inaugural conference in September 23 in Entebbe in Uganda, and we had 81 delegates from 11 countries there. So currently, TICON Africa has about 10 primary members: Botswana, Ghana, Kenya, Malawi, Rwanda, South Africa, Uganda, Zambia, Zimbabwe, and Ethiopia. And we are currently engaged in 16 more countries, and the collaboration is just amazing.
Tell me, how pivotal is the IT or ICT industry on the African continent, and what has its growth been looking like?
You know, it's actually amazing that, you know, just the other day, there was the United Nations Women gathering in Rwanda, and Dr. Valentine said that equipping women with knowledge and technology to leverage the ICT effectively unlocks so many new pathways. And one stands just in amazement to see how the various countries have embraced ICT technologies and how they are growing, and it is just astounding. So it's absolutely wonderful to see that.
Well, we do know that technology is advancing at really high rates, especially post the COVID-19 era. And it seems like the future is highly reliant on this particular industry. Why is the IT sector critical for the African continent in particular?
Well, it is critical because it's just unlocking so many different technologies. You've seen Uber, you see Airbnb, you see Takealot, you see Bookings.com, Mr. Delivery, all over Africa. You see governments embracing ICT in their various entities. And what was so wonderful, you know, is when we had our conference in Uganda, and afterwards we asked the ICT Association of Uganda, what did this conference mean to you? They said to us, it actually gave us a seat at the table. So the local professional body is now consulted in everything that government wants to do. And if that's a way that we can collaborate and empower local professional bodies, it is really going to be tremendous.
Absolutely. Well, according to the World Bank, Africa's IT sector is estimated to be worth over $160 billion by 2025. That shows a lot of growth. But do you think we are where we're supposed to be as the ICT industry on the continent?
Probably not on the continent, but if you speak to ICT professional companies in South Africa and in other African countries, they will tell you that as far as technology is concerned, as far as innovation is concerned and their contribution, they do not stand 1 meter back for any other IT company in the world. And what is important for us to note as well is there's a massive shortage of IT professionals globally. And the concern that many of us have is that Africa will become the springboard for ICT professionals into the global economy. Just to give you one indication, Saudi Arabia wants to be one of the top five countries globally in AI. And by 2030, they said they want 25,000 specialist jobs in data science and AI. And that's the concern that we have. If we don't look after our ICT professionals on the continent, many of them might be immigrating to some of those countries.
Well, we know for a fact that the African continent, even when advancing in line with the rest of the world, has very specific needs of its own in terms of its own growth. And this is highlighted in the theme of this year, Advancing ICT Solutions for Sustainable Development in Africa. Tell us a little bit more about the theme. Can you unpack the importance of this theme?
Yes, we've got about three sub-streams as well. One of the biggest ones that we have to address in Africa is strengthening the digital infrastructure and access for all. And that starts at the school system and especially secondary school. We have to invest in our scholars and learners so that we can prepare them for the world of work. The second one, obviously, will be harnessing the power of AI and big data for African development. That will be our second theme for the second day. And then the huge one, obviously, on the final day of our conference, will address cybersecurity and data privacy issues. So those will be the three sub-themes. And we're already having significant interest from speakers across the continent, but also international speakers who would love to come and address the audience. We look at about 200 to 300 delegates to our conference this year.
Yanni, how do we find a balance as the ICT industry on the continent to both adapt to the rest of the world and be in line with where the world is going, but also stay true to who we are and solve local problems?
That's a very important question. And I think what we have to do is to really give opportunities to our youngsters. We have to start with our education systems and very early exposure. We have to provide them with support networks. We have to provide them with mentorship. We have to work on inclusive work cultures. And as we say in the ICT field, we really want to build an Afrocentric approach to whatever we do, to really be unique in the way that we adopt it. And if you look at the entrepreneurship, which is just growing unbelievably fast in Africa, it is something to behold.
Absolutely. Well, let's take a bit of a break, Yanni. We'll come back and continue speaking about TCON Africa, but also, you know, various other, talking points on this particular conference, female professionals in the ICT sector and the future of work on the African continent. So stay on the line there. We're speaking to Yanni Zeymijn, Chief Executive for Education and Academic Collaboration at the Belgium Campus ITversity, but also a stakeholder of the Technology Information Confederation Africa, a gathering taking place a little later this year. We'll continue speaking to him after this.
Ahoy, matey!
Captain here to help, right, boys?
Set sail with us on a digital voyage like no other. Channel Africa has a treasure trove of awesomeness. That is our website and social media pages.
Tell me, why are you here?
We want you to be part of our adventure.
The winds are changing, Captain. And this time,
imagine a world where curiosity knows no bounds, where entertainment meets enlightenment, and where every click leads to the African perspective. Visit us on our website, www.channelafrica.co.za, or follow us on Instagram or on X at Channel Africa One. Go on. Like us on Facebook at Channel Africa One. So, spread the word. Tell a friend that Channel Africa's online variety is what they need on the web. Channel Africa, the African perspective. Get set and be ready to go. On the Move with Palisa Tau and Benjamin Mushatama.
Well, the estimations made by the World Bank are resounding so much positivity for Africa considering our ICT sector. Africa's ICT sector is estimated to be worth over $160 billion by 2025. But these predictions, we need to harvest them as Africa. We need to make sure that we are actually pioneering on the African continent when it comes to our ICT solutions, so we realize such projections. To help us on unpacking the ICT sector in Africa, as a gathering will take place a little bit later in the year called the Technology Information Confederation Africa, that will actually pioneer the gathering of African IT professions. Joining us is Yanni Zaiman, who is a chief executive for education and academic collaboration at Belgium Campus IT Versity, which is a stakeholder of the conference itself. And you and Palisa highlighted so many key themes there, Yanni, but I want to highlight something that you spoke about, the education. You know, we're not there yet in Africa in making sure that we center ICT in our curriculum, where ICT becomes the crux of the matter. How do we change this?
You know, this is something which is of grave concern to us. If you look at, for example, the STEM categories, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, we have decided in our marketing efforts that it's very important to start engaging with learners at the early age of even grade 9 before they start taking final decisions on what they're going to study. So our collaboration with the Department of Basic Education, I think, is extremely important that we work with them and that we assist them. We've also got a number of deaf students, for example, and we've also taken on as our community project the engagement with those schools that train and teach deaf children. So it's extremely important for us that our engagement with the Department of Basic Education and all the schools in our catchment areas are crucial, and that goes for Africa as a whole. The engagement of higher education with schools and to the triangle with industry as well. That's been our success as an institution, the very close collaboration that we have with industry and understand what they require.
That's a good point, because most higher education institutions, Yanni, are struggling to meet the needs of industries due to the fast-paced changing dynamics in ICT environments. And sometimes curriculums are left behind when the business world of ICT is moving in a fast pace. That's a big challenge, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And one of the ways that we've devised to overcome that is we engage with our graduates when they leave us and go for internships in companies. We have regular engagements with them so that we can, and we ask them, what have we missed in our education that you had to learn when you joined industry? And through that process of sharing of the experiences, we are able to adapt our curriculum accordingly.
And another pointer that I thought was very critical that you highlighted, that you do address as part of the gathering, is pipelining female IT professionals. That's so important, making sure there's no gender gap on the African continent.
This is of grave concern to us. You know, even if you just look at South Africa, the STEM graduates is about 58%, but the graduates in the STEM category that actually study IT is only 36%. So it shows you that, there's a huge interest probably in engineering and many of the other subjects, but there's really a lack of interest in the IT sector. And that's why at our Technology Information Confederation, we've started with a chapter, Women in ICT, and they will have significant research results that they will share with us during the September conference, where we're going to compare the status and experiences of women on the African continent.
Tell us a little bit more about that women chapter. That sounds intriguing.
Yes, it's actually very interesting. We had a call from our professional body in Botswana, and they said to us, they think that, women need to be addressed separately and much more stronger on the African continent, and wouldn't we be interested in starting with a separate chapter as part of our confederation that they can run and that they can come up with solutions and suggestions and proposals. And immediately our colleagues from Uganda joined in, our colleagues from Zambia joined in, as well as those from Malawi and Ghana. And they are going to run this for us, and they are super excited. And you can really see there's a huge amount of interest and energy that's going to go into that.
I love that. I love the fact that we are thinking outside the box, but also creating real initiatives or pathways in which women can actually be centralized in the IT sector. Let's go back and swing back to the issue of mainstreaming and interest for young people in the industry. You're speaking about the fact that STEM education is there, but there's not much of an interest in the ICT sector. And I think it's because of the knowledge systems in our education that we don't draw students or young people into that pathway.
Absolutely. But, you know, we also have to look at the youngsters that we are going to get by the year 2030. Currently, everybody talks about Generation X, but by 2030, Generation Alpha is going to hit us. And their knowledge on their cell phones and what they've learned and how they operate are going to be very, very difficult, different to what we have currently. And that's something that we need to have a very close look on, that we need to exploit and that we need to support. And that's why it's so important that higher education institutions and industry must take hands so that we can work together on coding clubs and hackathons and robotics and competitions or IT workshops. In the BRICS Council, for example, we are also working with China, who has done some exceptional work in this regard on vocational training in particular. And that's something that we're going to embrace as well.
Fantastic. I know this gathering is only taking place later in the year, but you have to harvest interest to the lead up of a gathering as significant as this one. How can people be part of TICON? Where can they go to actually find out more about it?
TICON Africa website. They can get us on social media. They can, and it's TICON Africa. So both words must be typed in. And another thing which is of great importance is that we've got three awards as well. So we have got the ICT Young Professional of the Year Award, the ICT Professional of the Year Award, and the Technology Business Leader of the Year Award. And just to give you some indication, the Technology Business Leader of the Year Award last year was won by somebody in Ghana. And there were 8 articles written about him after he has received that particular award. So we really want to grow that and encourage people to come and join us at the conference. It is super exciting and so insightful as well.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African Perspective.